The government claims it's not them. They say it's not them. So who is it? Well, I had credible individuals who have high security ratings, and they came to me. And again, these are dependable, credible individuals that have security clearance that felt that they wanted to clear the air. They were, in essence, whistleblowers and said, look, they believe there's a real possibility it could be Iran, that there could be a ship out, not right on the coast of New Jersey, not right there, but these drones, as sighted by the Coast Guard, are coming in and out of the ocean. They're going to the ocean. They're not pontoons. They're not landing on the water. They're landing on something. We're not being told the truth. They are dealing with the American public like we're stupid. And again, understand these drones are sophisticated systems, ones that we don't have, that we don't normally see, and we need some real substantive answers. This has been going on for almost one month. It's incredible.
Sir, some people did not respect your answers yesterday when you were on our network with Harris. But you're on the Transportation Committee, you're on the Aviation Subcommittee, so you've got some chops. But, I mean, you pulled a pin and rolled it down the hall. And Jen Griffin took that question that you laid out yesterday to the Pentagon. Watch here.
Representative Jeff Van Drew, who is a Republican from New Jersey, was just on the air saying that Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones.
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
So what were you talking about then, Congressman?
These drones very well could be launched from a ship. It could be hundreds of miles out at sea. These types of drones go much greater distances. These, again, are something that we normally don't see in the United States. So there is a real possibility. Could it be China? Absolutely. Could it be somebody else? It sure could. Here's the deal. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it's about. They haven't taken one down to analyze it. They have no idea where it comes from, but they know that it's not that. I mean, that's nonsense. They do not know what they're doing. Why don't they take one of them down, analyze it, and let us know what's really happening? I hope they know more than they're telling us, but that's disrespectful to the public and to Congress. It's about time they leveled with the truth. Hopefully they'll give us some information this afternoon.
And that is Jeff Van Drew doubling down on his statements, saying that the Pentagon is lying and that they need to tell the truth. And they are flat out boldly to our faces telling us this lie when they're holding information. Everybody can tell at this point they're trying to make it into a guessing game. They're saying all these people that it's not, but they won't say who it is, which is ridiculous. Plus, the Pentagon spokeswoman that came out and said that that's an absolute lie. There is no mothership off the coast. That's a lie. Use your brain. Where are they coming from? Like you said, they don't have pontoons on them. They are landing on something out in the water. The Coast Guard, many, many people have validated this. Up to 50 of them following the Coast Guard coming in off the ocean. So there's a challenge on the table. If anyone has a boat on the East Coast, and I bet no one takes me up on this, if anyone's got a boat, why don't they drive it on out into the ocean and see what's there? Anybody up for solving a riddle? For getting the big answer? Oh, maybe you'll run into a line of feds out there or something. Well, you'll get some answers. We'll get something. If they stop you, that's going to be a red flag, isn't it? Last I checked, you were free to hop in a boat and travel in that ocean. So why don't somebody do it? If I had the means, I would do it. I'd have been there. But I don't. So I'm asking those out there that do have the means, that do have a boat, that do have a way to rise to the occasion for your people. Or are you scared? That's all it comes down to. Because someone out there has the means. Will they do it? If you do, salutes. Hats off to you. I thank you for stepping up to the plate when your country needed you. Till then, it's going to remain a guessing game. The challenge is on the table. Eyes to the skies.